January the 8th, on Sunday. Greetings, Commander.
Hard act to follow. Does that mean I have to get my ass off of the side of the ship and back to control? As Grandma told us. These lessons aren't for your intimidation. We've got focus. I warned you in the beginning, I'm recognized about the cosmos as the meanest, most miserable, most demanding commander. And from time to time, I get a little ridicule over, well, what are you going to do with that bunch of mavericks? That means you. We can't do this job without the mavericks. I once used the term motley crew, and that got completely stretched, completely out of all semblance of anything meant. We're different. We need to function in different directions. But we need to function in responsible actions for self. So yes, I get a little hard. But I only appear hard to the ones who really aren't doing their job, when you think about it. It isn't like the light bulb came on and suddenly she realized we have to work for God. Everything we do must be toward God of light. There is no reason for you to be here whatsoever under the sun unless that is your intent. And you wouldn't be here and wouldn't stay here if that were not your intent. At the very basic level of your knowingness. Your fair game. If I succeed, my friends, you will have succeeded, and you, therefore, are the enemy. God is the ultimate enemy of evil. But God and Satan are the epitome of the perfection and the evil. Do you see? All of the rest of us are the projection of that perfect thought of God. And that perfect thought of evil. And what do we do? With the rest of creation entrusted into our hands. Evil's going to do its best. Ah, but does perfection do its best? Hardly. If I had done my best, we wouldn't have to worry about a motley crew or anything, would we? And maybe that's my penalty. But if you have chosen to share that penalty, because if I have fallen short of perfection and I get to be in charge of this operation, what does that mean for you? Well, it doesn't mean that you're a whit worse. It means that we're playing in our perfect placement. And errors are going to happen. But you could not serve if you did not make those errors. A child cannot walk until he's fallen down a few times. He has no perception if he doesn't make some errors. The mind will sort it for you. And then soon it gets to be a reality to the mind, and you have to deliberately do something so that you can't walk or you can't reach over and pick up something. Something gets to be wrong with you if you cannot pick up something. Something wrong with your hand, your nervous system, your brain, something's wrong. So we go in stages of perception, and all the while we're trying to get all of us together to a certain level. Part of you are falling off the edges. Now, why would you fall off the edges? Because your focus isn't on the right thing. You're too easily pulled aside. Well, in this world, sir, what else can happen? Nothing. But instead of wallowing in that gutter where you have fallen off, get outside of self. If John wants his house, let's go get his house. But you can't do that for John. There's steps that have to be taken, and I'm going to use it as an example. Because John's got a much bigger job to do than that damn house. If he never gets a washing machine, somebody can help him get his clothes to the laundromat. But while he is busy trying to figure out what in the soup to do with this, he is wallowing around in this little self tunnel. The whirlwind is all around him, and he cannot see anything else except what is right there and what's been done wrong to him. Who gives a damn about what's been done wrong to you? Whoever did it to you is the one in real serious trouble. If you were right and they did you wrong, they will get it. And you don't have to worry about it. Sure. Let's just see. I get to that. Dorma can do it with him.
Okay. Just so I have companionship.
But the slim trim won't do anything for you. I get to that in the writing. It's responsibility for self. You see, you could turn around and say to John, when he says, what are we going to do? I don't know, John, what are you going to do? But we need each other, don't we? And until we can run, we need to help each other walk. And when you have been convinced, because you've been locked away, you don't think you can do much. And this is what I want to talk about later with Ron Jackson. I am sick and tired to my, you know what? With people say, well, I don't think Ron Jackson's ever, can we trust Ron? Who cares? What are you doing? What are you doing? He knows what he wants to do. What are you doing? So let's just read, EJ, what I wrote this morning, because I really want to get into this tape. We are getting to what you're going to consider fun. Finally, sir, this is what I came for. No, you didn't. You came for this. You need to get over there. I was just going to give you the nasty lecture, but it's not for you, do you see? Except this one is, because I look around this room and I know none of you have done your job. Not one of you have done your job that I've asked you to do. Not one. Well, you've had Christmas and cookies and visitors, and not one of you have done everything I've asked you to do.
Sunday, January the 8th, 1995. Did you do yours today? What is it that you want? This may well be an offensive message to many of you. it will be a blessing to those who do their job. I watch my people ready to quit because of the pile of letters, many of them complaints, that pour in upon us. Most are filled with thanks and more information to help us bring forth the important and priority things of a given moment, day, week, year, decade, and so on. However, what I watch happening is just the opposite in possibility actions. Most letters petition to get something, complain because nobody listens, somebody seems to want to do anything, nobody wants to seem to... Well, my goodness.
I knew I'd get you.
Replay. Nobody seems to want to do anything. I don't know what to do and tell us what to do, and so many other petitions as to boggle the mind. Then I get letters and letters and letters complaining of Rusbacher, Jackson, and us and ones. And are they for real? Can we trust? He, she, it hasn't proven anything, and so far he hasn't done anything, and I don't believe he will. So, I repeat, so, what have you done? No, I mean it. What have you done? What do I get back? Well, I meant to write, but I didn't have any stamps. Except, of course, to send a complaint to us. I did write once, and you, Dorma, didn't respond. So when you get back on duty, I will get back on duty. Or, well, I just don't think it will help to send letters to Guy Tucker in Arkansas, who is probably as bad as all the rest. He is worse than most of the rest. We know ones who have been present at his cocaine-snorting parties with Clinton. Then, how do we know that Snell isn't pretty bad and deserves where he is? He may well be, but how do you have such assumptions? He was not treated fairly. Why do you want any part of us? We haven't really proved anything to you personally either. Then the big one these days, quote, Ron Jackson just couldn't get the amount of mail he claims. Oh, how much has he gotten from you? If you judge by what Doris has sent him, he has gotten no mail at all.
Oh, God.
How many letters have you sent him? How often have you sent in your petition for a whole new government? How many? How many of your neighbors have sent in the petition? Oh, and don't you know how to spell your neighbor's name and stamp an envelope in his behalf? If everyone had sent one petition a day, just one of you would have mailed in 8 already this year. And you would have sent 8 stay requests to Guy Tucker. And that multiplied by just the ones around in our close connections would amount to over 500 to each. But did you do it? Oh, I see. You were busy doing something else. Oh, what could be more important than your nation's life or that of your brother? What could be more important? Do you think that because I tell you all to write, and write, to allow us to win with ballots, the pen, and not bullets, that somehow he does not mean you? That does not mean you? A step further. I can go a step further here. Dharma is exhausted, but not from work. Work is fulfilling if you are working for God. It is from the testing, the opinions, and the objections that cause her to resign. This week I saw to 2 things which would tell all we need to know. I wrote explicit instructions regarding David Overton. Explicit. It was handled in this manner. EJ had to work on the incredible credit card mess stirred up by Rusbacher's, so he sent it to the CLC for tending. Mitch sent it to Gene, who thought it was amusing that an alien from outer space wouldn't know how to handle such an interesting thing, and said he would talk about it Sunday. Oh, there are a whole bundle of new stuff today, and the advantage is lost. Lost. I would like you to think a minute around this place. Where do you go? Who do you call when your check is due? Next comes a wonderful letter from Kathleen Stevenson regarding her experiences of a lifetime with Walter Russell. For goodness sakes, she was standing as he materialized after transporting invisibly the length of a football field. Dorma sits to thank people for the gifts of love she has received, and wrote about this letter which blew her away. She offered to continue the struggle with US&P, if that is what you would wish, for she has nothing left to give. The response to her personal writing from EJ, quote, Mitch will have a bird when he sees this one. And then, without even finishing one of the sentences, EJ about had a bird and shouted, what are you doing? We are trying to. I ask all of you, what are you doing? How can you assume that Ron Jackson has not gotten so many responses as you would guess? Because you have not sent enough. I can tell you without hesitation, the ones who have sent anywhere from 1 to 100 or more had a drive and had public gatherings on the matter. Will feel 22 million pieces of mail are not enough. What further does Ron Jackson owe you, this nation? Not a damn thing. Is it not wondrous if one thinks he can do something to offer, even if he cannot perform? He at least started a program for effective response. He is getting attention for the right reasons. Why do you really want fundings? Is it to serve God, your nation, your brother, or get rid of the burden on self? How dare anyone complain and deny when they do nothing but pick at that of another? How important is it? Ah, but the one that is most fascinating is one message that I received. Quote, I want to serve, sir, any way I can. But I wrote a couple of letters, so that doesn't work. Well, God should have quit when he told you to write and write and write, and you never wrote once, much the less more than once, but continued to polish your pistol in case you have to defend yourself. Sorry, God, you say, but I have to clean my gun today, and I have only 20 minutes before the ball game starts. Followed by, what has our nation come to? So many think when I respond that I couldn't possibly be speaking to you, because after all, you work all day or night or both on the paper or the reading, and those papers are so long that nobody can get through them, and on and on and on. Poor babies. Your world is in the mess it's in because you did not think you needed to do anything. After all, you believe in God. Well, so does the child in Bosnia that just got blown to kingdom come over set-up murder called war. You are in such serious trouble that I personally do not see that you will act timely enough and properly to pull off a change. And I can see a very long way, so this should disturb you a bit. Now, this in itself will cause ones to say, quote, see, he is nothing but a fearmonger, and there isn't any energy there, just a middle-aged woman blabbering over her perceptions of love and qualified commandments. Fearmongers, that's all they are. Good grief, do you not see a few things to be fearful of around you? What if you had written, Guy Tucker, about Richard Snell every day since we offered this to you? Well, it would be further along than it is, and it is already doing its work. Bill Clinton left Washington, D.C. at the very worst time he could choose to go to Arkansas to meet with Tucker over Richard Snell. They are about to have a blowout. Fire from the sky came through Snell. Snell knows enough already. But people, this is deadly material for the politicians. It goes all the way to the spilling of information through Beter about the space program, etc. Beter just told what he was told. These are the people who experienced it firsthand. We have written about it until we almost got Dharma killed over it, but these are the real people who were involved and know. The UFO information and bases information from NORIO are incredibly important. Do you not see that we are hooking up the genuine parties with one another so that you can be heard and the lies disclosed without cover-up capability? What will you do or say? Oh, well, I was there and even met that one, or met them, wrote about them, but what did you do? You wait for me to get something finalized or done? Well, I repeat, I am not going to do a thing. If you want things changed, you will do it, no more and no less. I will bring the word and see to the truth. But I am not going to write the letters, shoot the paper bullets, or anything else other than knowledge and wisdom of actions. If it were my war, it would indeed be short. I would just zap it away and begin again with my perfect creation. And oh yes, short of God, I can do that. I not only ask you not to judge someone who may or may not be involved, I plead with you not to do so. If, say, Ron Jackson is good enough for God in whatever he is doing, is that not good enough for you? I told you at the outset not to make a guru of some sort of Ron Jackson. Why? Because it is not fair to him. You keep looking for magic, and when the persons you slop the burden over onto cannot perform as you desire, you dump them like hot potatoes. I even find it amusing that a world goes into convulsions of laughter when your should-be respected vice president spells potato with an E on the end. Well, if potato with an E is not acceptable, then why is potatoes? When you pay attention to that which matters, then and only then will you be worthy of handling a world in freedom. How far would your world of ignorance or goodness get if placed in your hands this day? Well, Ron Jackson knows exactly what he will try to do. Do you? What I really get back from ones that love Dharma is, quote, what if Ron is really just out to get rid of Dharma and the paper and? Well, wouldn't it just mean we are helping him to do something worse than he has already done? Oh, my goodness. With that statement, you have said it all. Number one, you have no faith in God. Number two, you certainly do not believe that I am here in front of my secretary. And three, that means that you don't really have faith, trust, or belief in God or me. And if you do not have this reverence, you don't give a damn what happens to Dharma because you are here for the wrong reasons. God. Nation is not enough. Goodness is simply not enough. All can work toward these things and in the journey find God. However, when goodness is done to simply serve self or your own intended goals, you have missed the point of your journey. If you claim to serve God but actually only serve self, the direction is wrong. Why? Because God tells you to focus on Him first, last, and always, and all things abundant shall be given unto you. Ah. But He demands first slot. You cannot just sort of think you are sort of headed towards doing something good or something about something. You have to do everything in your intent, in the intent of God. Serve God in truth and always first, and what is not added unto you will never be missed. He did not tell you to go sit on your backsides and do nothing. He said a man is judged by his actions. Ponder these things. This is not a religion. This is your soul journey and transition. Where will you spend the future? Where are you spending the now? How do you think it will work if you only read and talk about a thing while complaining that things are so bad? Quit asking me and or my secretaries, plural, what we are going to do. We are now asking you, what are you going? Or what are you doing? And what are you going to do? When you start acting so that every action is done because it is the right thing to do, you will find no hardship, pain, and restlessness. Do that which is right because it is right, and you will find your world changing because no matter what you think may be an outcome, say your friend turns from you, you will know within that your actions were right and the friend was no friend. It is truth which you fear to face, and yet it is truth which is the only and perfect strength. I watch ones every day who claim to be and feel all these things that I have just outlaid for your inspection, only to see them read, agree, and then go forth and do the very thing they intended to do all along, and blame the other for the foolishness. You do it to each other, estranged and divorced parties do it constantly, and bring the children into the hell of the moment, and then wonder what went wrong with the damn children of today. If you have severed the relationship for whatever reason, let the other live that you might live. Stop the picking and insanity, for it is taking the time you could better spend making self to be that desirable one instead of the hell about the shoulders. If you are not mature enough to do these things, how do you think the world should be? Think about these little things you do and multiply that action and thought by 6 billion doing and thinking the same thing, and what do you have? Well, because these little things are the things which are nabbed onto by the old satanic warden, and that is what is produced in your world. Ponder it most carefully, for perfection is not expected. But wouldn't it be nice? If you are depressed and spending time thinking of self, you are not busy enough. Every time. When you are working diligently at your task toward goodness, you do not have the time to spend in depression. If you can't get rid of the depression, go write to Ron Jackson, Richard Snell, Moholy, Bill Clinton. Go do something positive.
But don't write to me.
To move you toward freedom and success, not self-pity and digging up every last miserable tidbit to ensure your ability to stay in your misery. When you stop constantly thinking about nothing save yourself and how everything seems to be out to get you, you will start growing beyond your most outrageous dreams, and every positive step is rejoiced over again and again. And in that glory, more and more steps are made toward change into that glory. When you refuse to use and do the things we offer that you do, you have no right to nag, complain, or moan and groan over anything that happens to you. Don't tell me, for instance, that my program for weight loss doesn't work. It works. You don't. Know the difference. Let us leave this for now as we run short of time. Thank you for your attention. Remember, God does not have to prove a thing to you. You had best start proving your good intentions to God.
Let's ponder just a minute what has happened and how the manipulators know how to manipulate you. Alcohol is a disease, so obviously you are so helpless if you drink that you can go out and kill somebody. It's not your fault. You have this bad, terrible, addictive disease. Sorry. You took the drink. Now that's where it's at. The same is true of drugs. You get something bigger in your life and you're going to clean yourself up when you take responsibility. And all these sad sob stories, let's talk about fat for a minute. Right the first of the year, guess what's on the top of the list? Not God. I'm going to lose weight. God doesn't care whether you lose weight or not. I want to tell you, that's number one. He'd like you to be responsible enough to be what you feel you would like to be with self. But he doesn't care. So what do you have? Every program's going to come on and they're going to tell you how to lose weight. It won't work. Then they'll get all the obese people morbidly obese, mortally obese. There's a difference. Morbid means you're damn near going to die. Mortal means terminal. And they'll line them up. One lady, 800 pounds. One man, over 1,000 pounds. One man over 600, and one man a measly little 482. I don't eat anything, and I gain. That is a lie. Do they say, you're lying? No, they say, oh, you cannot blame this victim. Who the hell are you going to blame? Who is responsible? Well, I've tried to get into a hospital and they just won't take me. Why should they take you? Because I cannot get control of it by myself. Okay, we're getting there. We're getting there. One woman at 800 pounds had taken her children out of high school to stay home and feed her. And the law let her do it. Oh, well, they're learning at home. What are they learning at home? There are reasons for homeschooling. To stay home and try to keep food out of your mother's mouth is not it. Well, what do you do? What exactly do you do? Well, we fix her the perfect meal that we're supposed to fix her. Well, then what does she do? Well, she eats it and then she screams at us and makes us get her some more. Well, I can't help it. And if I go out, they laugh at me. Well, I don't think it's too much to ask my children to stay home. I birthed them. Oh, my goodness. Do I not have compassion for this problem? Oh, indeed. But face the problem. It's what they say about an alcoholic. It's all right that you became weak enough to be an alcoholic. Be man or woman enough now to get up and say, I'm an alcoholic and I'm responsible enough to heal myself with God's help. Don't ask God to do it for you and then say, it doesn't work. If you want to lose weight, nothing to anything will work. If you don't, my friends, you will not. Unless you are desperately sick. Oh, well, God made me so sick. Well, what do you want? You're praying to lose weight. I'm going to make you sick. He'll send me right down there. Give them something. I want to prove a point. These things don't matter. They are distractors for your very soul. If you are 800 pounds, you got other problems than fat, my friends. If you are an alcoholic and you go drive that car and kill people, you got bigger problems than alcohol. Well, why don't you just fix our mind? Your mind is being fixed. And I want to tell you, they are really fixing it. And when somebody stands up there and relieves you of your responsibility, well, I've tried this, I've tried that, I've tried 1,000 things. Then 1,000 times you did not want to heal self. Well, I got thin once, and my husband left me. Well, but you just said he was going to leave you because you were too fat. You can't have it both ways. And if he left you for either reason, take the responsibility and say, he is a jerk and a nerd, and I should have done it for myself in the first place. Which way do I feel better? You don't have to wait till you die to get on that other side, precious ones, to know these answers. And evil has come and set up a structure for you to just soothe all those little evil things you do. Let's vote in open marriage, and then we won't have any trouble with cheating. But the mind doesn't buy it, does it? The human being knows it's wrong. And there's nobody around. Nobody. I don't care who gets up there and says, okay. There is nobody around with an ego big enough to allow for it. Unless it's sicker in another direction. because it is misuse of the very gift of life itself. And it's all right if you cease feeling this way and you cannot live together. It's all right. Do you hear me? It is not all right what you do to your children. They grow up with a warped sense of direction. It's fine to say, hey, it ain't working. And do something about it responsibly. But you've got to face it here. Knowing it after you're dead and gone to the other side doesn't cut a whisker off the cap. Not one. Not even a tenth of an inch. You can get there and be really, really smart. It's what you do here. And it's a responsibility to you take here. And I'm going to repeat. If you have time to think and wallow in your misery, you're not busy enough. Oh, but I am. No, you're not. Go put your mind to something else. Get out your pen and pencil and write a letter to Ron Jackson, not to me. You talk to me all the time. And I'm just answering. Nope, I'm not here to pick up your toys. I did not come here to pick up your toys. You go talk to the big guy. And if he lets you get away with it, that's fine. But you see, he doesn't have to do anything about it. God has to do nothing about it. He dwells within you. He can wait. He ain't going anywhere. He hadn't been anywhere. And he won't see what you do. In your free will. Now he says to me, Yorgos, get down there. And you're going to have to do a little leadership job. And then you're going to have to pull together. And you're going to have to get focused. And then we got to do something about that. These people are petitioning all the time. We want a better world. And they're outnumbered. You're not outnumbered if there's one of you. But it better be you, hadn't it? If Rick is saying that, then it better be Rick. If Dorma's saying that, better be her. Because if each one of you who says somebody ought to do something does it, you don't have any more problems. If everybody in the world thought in goodness, you don't have any problems. They don't, do they? And neither do you. So don't tell me your sad stories about all of your hardships. And maybe Dorma was a bit aggravated when she came in here because these things keep slapping them. Dorma didn't go tell Betty Tootens to do anything. Who did? Whoever did had better make it right if it was the wrong information. Because she's gone and now it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And ones who had no right to be hurt are hurt. Why? Because a bank doesn't give a damn about you. They want the assets. And lying will not help. Oh, I didn't know. Then who did you talk to? You certainly didn't talk to me about that. You asked for a way to get from here to there and a way to get protection and a way to get security and a way to serve. Serve. I want to bring my nation back, you said. I want to come back to God and goodness, you said. Well, it requires responsibility. Well, but how did we know that this one over there was our enemy and was going to lie? Why didn't you tell us? Why should I tell you? If you think you're smart enough to face and fix a world, are you so stupid that you couldn't see that green had something wrong? No. And God loved Leon. He misunderstands. He misunderstood. He no longer misunderstands. Do you hear me? It's revenge. This is unconditional love. You better think again. In love, you do not intentionally hurt anybody. Much less unconditional love. And do any of you around in the range of my voice, and I'll get it written, think that you have no responsibility for what you do? Do you think it's all right to put anything into receivership so that everybody loses? When all you had to do was be patient? I'm sorry, I don't buy it. I don't know. The rest of you seem to. It doesn't seem to upset any of you. Oh, well, poor thing, he just doesn't understand. Bullshit! What do you mean he doesn't understand? Somebody go tell him then. You have enough responsibility to be responsible. Nobody wants to interfere with Satan. He might hurt me. Or they'll get even with me. Or I may end up in jail. I didn't say go kill him. I'm sorry. Leon Fort, Sherry, Betty has no right to expect to get Nora's to satisfy their insecurities. And when you understand where it's at, I think you will get with the program. You are into the biggest financial mess ever to hit your globe. They are bringing down the economies everywhere, don't you understand? Does anybody in this room, before I wrote this week, even understand what a derivative is? It was bad with the SNLs, wasn't it? This is overwhelmingly humongous. Don't you understand that to collapse you, they have to collapse everything and get everything? And there are steps that you can protect yourself. They intend to have everything. And you've got well-trained enemies who want to pull down the Institute, my dear friends. Not for you or righteousness, but to destroy you. And one after the other hops on that little bandwagon not knowing a thing. Ask somebody what a derivative is. Well, it's what Bob Citron did in Orange County. Nobody noticed Bob Citron made Orange County billions of dollars. But they're going to put Bob Citron and his wife Terry up for ridicule and a federal indictment for criminal actions? There's nothing criminal except the government that did it and the banksters that did it. Scapegoat. Let's get a scapegoat. Let's just beat EJ to death. He made the idiot decision to accept some responsibility for the Institute. For the program George Green said was wonderful and would work. EJ said wouldn't. And then he said, yeah, I see how it would.
Excuse me just a minute.